There is one major downside to a new Mario Kart, and that's the fact that I now have had the Rainbow Road song stuck in my head for the last week.
It's called a road that you go.
Can we have that as a theme music, please?
Yes.
It's called a rainbow road.
And you will know when you get there. It's a road called Rainbow Road.
It's a road we're all gonna go. It's a road called Rainbow Road. It's got Princess Peach, Mario, and the Toad. It's a road called Rainbow Road. It's a road we're all gonna go. We'll go. It's Rainbow Road. It's where you go when you die. It's Rainbow Road. I'll miss you again, Uncle.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video. Today we are live from from Sao Paulo, Brazil. I am Happy Man, and with me is Animich.
What's up, guys?
Catman.
Hi.
Freaky. Lotion.
Hello.
Mixmaster Mao.
Hi.
Moogle Pies.
Hello.
And Soundboard. Perfect. Today we're going to have an episode, we're going to talk about... Do we have any voicemails?
No.
Fuck. We're going to talk about news, we're going to have some Family Feud, and whoever... We're going to talk about the Game Book Club, which is Ib. And we're going to start with the Family Feud. I'm going to divide you guys into teams.
Hang on, I thought we were going to start with Ib.
Okay. Ib is a... Okay, wait.
Gary is my husbando.
Yes, he's the only one.
Yeah, and he's mine, and you can't have him.
No. You don't understand, okay? Waifus and husbandos are non-rival public goods.
No.
And
swine.
If I catch you with him, the consequences will be dire.
Who's cats? No. Is husbando now?
There's enough Gary to go around.
No.
Anyway, Ib is a surrealist adventure puzzle game set in a... art gallery that changes depending on who's in the art gallery.
Yeah, like you... The game starts with you going... You're a little 9-year-old girl named Ib. I don't know who the fuck names their kid at, but whatever. And you go to this little art gallery. And the art gallery is suddenly deserted when the lights go out. And you're the only one there. And then you walk into one of the paintings. And you find this world where a bunch of weird shit happens and a bunch of people try to kill you. That is the basic premise. And there's a bunch of other things. There's a bunch of different endings, and there's two characters you can meet, and you can like decide your fate depending on the way you interact with these two characters.
Yes, yes, indeed you can. I didn't realize that, because I thought it was just that thing that every Japanese game does, where it offers you a choice, and that choice ends up being utterly meaningless, and the same thing happens both ways. No. So I just kind of acted like a prick, and I got a bad ending.
What a dick.
Early on in the game, you find a rose. This rose is your health bar. The premise is that when the rose takes damage, you do, and when you take damage, the rose does. And so, like, you are connected in a way. Your character has a red rose, and the two other characters you meet have a blue and a yellow rose, respectively. And that serves as, like, your health bar in the game. You see your rose in the top left corner of the screen, and the more damage you take, the more the rose gets withered, and eventually it dies and you die when you take damage.
That was a very, very adequate description of the game's health system.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I really like Ib because I like... It's creative, you know? It's a creative setting. Like you say, like, oh, an art gallery where you can go inside the paintings. Like you'd think, oh, yeah,
like
loads
Super
of
Mario
games.
64.
Loads of games have probably done that. But no one fucking does it, even though it's a really good idea. So Ib does it, and Ib does the sort of surrealist horror thing. And that there's lots and lots of, like, great moments... like, you know, the paintings will, you know, they'll badmouth another and they'll stab another and there'll be like arms coming out of them trying to strangle you. And
there's one puzzle, the one you're talking about, in which it's the liar's puzzle, so to speak. Like, there's all these people saying different things and only one of them is telling the truth. Like there's in this case, there's different people, and when you solve that puzzle, all the other paintings murder the truth-telling paintings, the truth-telling painting. Like you go into the room to solve the puzzle, and when you go back out, like the truth-telling painting is all covered in blood, and the other one is all like liar, liar. You're holding knives and whatever.
Yeah, paintings are messed up, which is what they taught me.
Yeah, they are, definitely. And, like, there's all this weird stuff that you would find in an art gallery, like freaky mannequin heads, although I could never work out whether the mannequin heads were, like, evil or neutral.
No, they were pretty okay.
They were just kind of there. Like, they did their own thing, the mannequin heads.
They didn't give a fuck.
Like, at one point, Gary tries to kick a mannequin head and you can stop them, and that gives you 1 point towards a good ending, so I would assume that mannequin heads are pretty okay.
We should
people.
Explain who the characters are before,
Okay, there's Ib, and there's Gary.
Gary
and there's
is
that girl you meet.
Yes. Ib is a little 9-year-old girl. She is not very good at reading, so she does not understand all the words she reads.
I forgot about that.
Yes, for that you need Gary, who is the other character. He's an older man, or not really older, but older than Ib. He's like, you know, early 20s or something. And he like tries to take care of Ib once they found her, but really Ib is the person taking charge because Gary's a scaredy cat. And then the third person is Mary, who you also find in the gallery. She's kind of off. She's a girl around the same age as Ib. And she's really lackadaisical about everything. Like, she doesn't seem to realize that she's in danger.
Are we spoiling Eve's ending?
Yes, we are.
Good. Great.
Later, they get separated, and Gary finds out through one of the books he finds that Mary is part of the painting world. She is one of the paintings.
And her rose doesn't reel. It's just a fake to throw you off.
Yeah, she's just a fake rose.
There's a great bit in late game where you're wandering around like a crayon world and she's there and she's like chasing you down, trying to stab you to death.
What
a fun game.
Yeah.
Although you can side with her against Gary.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, who would do that?
I accidentally did. I got one of the endings where Mary becomes your sister.
I'll explain.
Yeah.
There's two endings in which you side with Mary. One in which they stay in the painting world together and never get out.
Ooh.
And two, I believe she kills her actually, and she just drags around Ib's dead body. I don't know. And there's another one in which they both escape the painting world together at the expense of Gary, who gets stuck in there. When they get out, Mary, like, everyone thinks Mary is her sister. And they're like, hey,
even
sis,
their parents.
We got out.
But you can see...
Because that's not good parenting, if so.
You can see that Gary is left in the painting world because the painting is actually viewing at the start of the game. He becomes that painting, the hanged man.
In the beginning, when you're in the art gallery, you can see one of the paintings and it's a hanged guy. And in the post game, when you get out, you look at the painting again and it's Gary. So he becomes one of the paintings.
There's a lot of good foreshadowing in that art gallery as well.
Yes, in the beginning when you can walk around the art gallery, you can look at the paintings and like almost all of those things will be featured in the game in some manner later. So
I like it. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
Another interesting thing, just it doesn't matter that much, but Gary and Ib actually perceive colors differently, I believe. So. Ib has a big red motif. Her rose is red, her clothes are red, her eyes are red, and so on. And some of the paintings are like blue for Gary, they're red for Ib, and vice versa.
Those aren't the only things that Gary and Ib perceive differently. There is one part where you're in control of Ib, you get to this room where it's all full of bunny statues, and there's a big painting of a bunny called Red Eyes. And Gary's like, whoa, that's fucking creepy. Hey, Ib, what do you think? And you can say, like, nothing, or you can say, it's cute, I want to pet it. And Gary's, like, freaked out by that. And then you go back as Gary, and you see that for Gary, this room is full of really creepy-looking dolls. And the big painting is a huge, creepy-ass face.
Yeah. And in fact, like, at some point you get stuck in there as him.
Easily
and
you
just
part.
See, like, the creepy ass face sort of slowly dragging itself out of the painting.
It's pretty fucking horrifying.
But it's creative. That's the thing.
So
and
good.
And it seems bizarre that no game that I know of has done that well until Eve.
Eve is a fucking RPG maker.
That room has bearing on which ending you get, because before being stuck in a room, Gary finds out that Mary is a painting person, and they're separate.
Oh, and he hasn't told Eve, but he hasn't got the chance.
But then when you get in the doll room, if he gets trapped in there, he loses part of his memory, and he does not remember that Mary is a painting person until way later.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he loses his memory.
There are a lot of endings.
You can actually leave him in there to just be trapped forever. You can just ignore him if you want.
Oh,
man, this game has... I didn't know how many different choices there were.
There are a lot of variables.
I'm so used to fucking, like, Zelda Skyward Sword style choices where it comes up and the options are yes, yes, absolutely, and
nice
of
hair.
Course.
Oh, it's actually one ending, I believe. I don't know actually if you can get in the current release, or at least it was on the wiki. One ending where Eve sacrifices herself and Mary and Gary get to leave the painting. I know why you would ever pick that ending. Anyway, when they get out, Gary and Mary are like brother sister, and they have generally a pretty heavy life, but like Mary knows what happened to Eve and feels very guilty about it, while Gary does not. Sad from why we're
there's also one ending which is very hard to get,
the alien space monkey ending.
No, this isn't. there's one where
the dog was responsible,
where both Gary and Ib die before you even get out and you play as Mary.
Oh,
what, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And you get out of the painting world, but when she gets out, it's another painting world.
Oh.
And so you try to find your way out, and then when you get to the exit of the museum, she meets her father, which is the guy who painted all the paintings.
It's the guy who gallery thing for.
And it ends, ends right there, so you never find out anything, but maybe he kills her or something.
I don't know.
That ending is very hard to get.
That's so cool. I think I like the ending that I got the most, because I got like the bittersweet one where Gary and Eve get out, but Gary doesn't remember who he is.
That is the one most people get. There is one way, which is the best ending, to have Gary and Eve leave the painting world but still remember each other.
Yeah,
and you just need to like be nice enough to Gary and talk to him enough. Where near the end of the game, he will be wounded, and you will have the option to give him your handkerchief. I couldn't figure out how to talk to him though,
because I couldn't see him.
And like there are two spots where you can talk to him. One is the room after you wake up, after you have that dream and you wake up and you're in his coat. Then you can talk to him, and then again in that sun spot in the crane world, you can talk to him.
Right. Okay.
Pretty hard to get. Streamed it, I was trying to get it.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. I got it the first time I played.
So, I think we've explained most of the endings, and we've just spoiled.
There are two bonus dungeons which I never played, but they're right near the end of the game. If you go to a certain spot, you can get some bonus dungeons. And as far as I know, it doesn't really matter. I think you can get a special ending by doing the bonus dungeons, but it's not good. But they explain some of the backstory behind characters. I think that's all it does.
Eve is good. And, like, as well as that, I think the art is really good. Like, it's not just like, oh, here's a generic anime-style RPG Maker game. You know, it's actually... I know a lot of people who really don't like the sort of rough, sketchy style of graphics that it has, but I like it a lot.
Well, I gotta say, you can like barely tell that it's an RPG Maker game.
Yeah,
it's got its own custom menu and everything. Like Yume Nikki, that's a great game, but you can tell it was made by RPG. You can tell by I'm sorry, I'm drunk. You can tell that it's made by in an RPG Maker, Yume Nikki, If you can, like, there are no artifacts of RPG Maker that don't
There's
fit
no,
in.
Like, default RPG Maker shit or, like, weird menus that wouldn't fit in an adventure game. Like, a lot of these RPG Maker games have, like, you go to the menu and, like, oh, your character's level one. That's beautiful. That's great to see that my character in this fucking adventure game is level one.
Although, there is a difference in stats, I guess you could say, between Eve and Gary. Eve is, because she's a little girl, and goddamn, she's tiny. You get to the mirror once, she's like half the size of Gary. But that's beside the point. She only has 5 health points in the form of her rose, while Gary has 10, because he's a grown dude.
And that's actually part of a puzzle, where Gary needs to run through a damaging area to activate a switch, which Eve cannot run through.
Most of the time you control Eve, but there is a section of the game where you get separated from Eve and you control both Eve and Gary by any switch between them.
And as I said, there's actually a way to control Mary too, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
Why would you want to? What a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Hey man, she's not a real thing.
You're not real, Mao.
I'm real.
No, you're a character we made up for this podcast.
That's what someone who's not real would say.
Oh...
But he gets his own spin-off after a while, and it's much more successful than this, so just look forward to that.
I've got a bit of a soft spot for games like these, like games that are like surreal, in between reality and unreal. I just kind of like them.
I like games with good characters that I can relate to. Like, I play a lot of games with, like, I suppose what you could call a decent story, like Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs. The story's not bad, but I don't give a shit about any of the participants in it. The guy's all like, buh, 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 I want to see my children. I don't fucking care about his children. I've never even seen his children. I've never even seen him talk to his children. Why would I care about his children? If you're a person making a game, make a game with characters like Eve instead of making a game with characters that have no depth or characterization or anything interesting about them. And don't interact in ways that fucking human beings would ever talk to one another, ever.
Especially since one of the characters never talks and doesn't have a lot of characterization. That's pretty impressive. Mm. So you only have 2 characters.
Eve has characterization.
She does stuff.
Yeah. Oh, she does, but yeah. Like, for some of the puzzle solutions, like, you can... When you get to a keyhole, you can choose to put the key in or jam your finger in it. I'm just like... you really are a little kid, but...
Is there anything else we need to discuss about Eve?
One thing I'd like to bring up when... I found kind of funny about one of the conversations. You talk to Gary, and eventually you can ask him the question, why do you talk like a lady? <'Cause> like, he just finds him really dainty, I guess.
One last thing, I guess, about Eve is the music. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's sort of a mixture of, like... original music, stolen music, and like classical music, I think.
Yeah. So if you want to make a good indie like RPG Maker game soundtrack, just steal all the music. Steal it.
Well, no, because there's original music as well. Just steal some of it.
Yeah. Also, about the presentation, it just generally looks pretty good. It's like all the paint. I like how the guy who made the game took all the effort to do the paintings and stuff. Like, even if it was like very simple, they're nice.
Good game. A lot of the people or a lot of the like pseudo characters you encounter in the game are your enemy, but you need to compromise with them in order to move on. Like there's one painting which is really crazy. And it's like, I love flowers. I want to eat some flowers. Oh, I want to eat them. Hey, give me the flower, and you can give him your red rose, and he'll eat it, and it'll kill you. But you need to get another flower and give it to him. And he's like, oh, I want to eat it. Okay, thank you. You can go in from my mouth and move on with the game.
Yeah. There's a lot of characters like that. Like, the paintings are pretty crazy. Who are, like, that, incidental.
Yeah, there's a lot... Like, the paintings are kind of assholes, but you have to, like, help them.
Yeah, if there's one thing it's taught me, it's paintings are assholes.
Yeah.
So... Okay, just about rounds
next
up
thing Eve. And next book club game.
What should it be? Another RPG horror?
No, we need to move game? On. To, no. We need to move on back to some retro game.
I've been
game.
Playing Mega Man recently, and I think.
Okay. classic, the Oregon Trail.
I play the Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail.
Wish there was a fucking Oregon Trail, man.
I mean, like, I never played Oregon Trail when I was a kid because it wasn't the sort of educational software that they put
on.
No,
it's a very American game, but I kind of like it.
That I would definitely do, like, educational games. Like, yeah, fucking yeah. I love them. I like being educated and entertained.
I remember when I went to school, we had this shitty BBC Micro. It was not a shitty BBC Micro. It was a great BBC Micro. Ignore
BBC Micro.
We had a BBC Micro. It was a fantastic little machine.
We had a BBC Micro, man. It was great.
We were studying, for whatever reason, the Aztecs in, like, I don't know, year four or whatever.
Lucky.
And they had this really fucking neat little Aztec adventure game that you could play. And if you did it wrong, you got sacrificed to the gods, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
Cool. That sounds amazing.
It was great, but I've no idea what it was called. I've no idea what it was called. I'm going to have to look it up now.
Did you ever play Granny's Garden? That was the one they had on the BBC Micro when I was in school. We played that.
I do not remember that.
It was a really fucking difficult, like, adventure text parser game, and you just died all the time to random-ass crap.
Oh. Sorry for making you do this, but could you please stick around for Family Feud? Otherwise, there'll be uneven numbers.
I'll be here.
Okay, good.
Should we edit in the Family Feud before Abe?
No, I think doing Abe first was fine.
Yeah.
All right. I sure hope the listeners don't mind.
Just leave they it don't. To the editor. They're very. We have a very competent team of editors.
I just asked whether or not.
Don't undermine the editor constantly. Right. I'll see you in my office after class.
You won't be seeing me anywhere because you or Happy will ban me for. Hold on.
I was on Gathiol podcast and Eric is a teacher and I only realized recently how teacherly he is. He's a very teacherly man. I think if I were ever to learn something, I would want to be taught by him. So how about that Family Feud?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
I thought you finished it.
No, let's have the Mitch.
I need to drink.
Let's have the Mitch moment again.
Okay.
What a shit moment.
Are Team Mouse Family, Mao Lotion and Catsman. Versus Team Animich's family. Animich, Freaking Even, and Moodle.
Okay.
All right. Bring it on. I'm going to win this time.
That is Lotion Catsman versus Animich, Freaky, Moodle.
Don't get so cocky, Mitch.
What's the method we do this? Because the last time I tried this, it was fucking chaotic and nothing worked.
It's still like that.
We've sorted it.
Great.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, kind of.
We just need people to not take so fucking long when they're thinking of answers.
Yeah.
Mao
and Animich. You are the buzzers. You will type a, what is that? You will type the hashtag symbol into the chat. I don't know if that's actually what it's called.
Pound sign.
No, not the fucking
that's
shit.
Pound sign.
That is
okay,
pound sign.
Okay, whatever. And you will. Yes, that one. Thanks, Mao. And thank okay. you, Mao. And you. When I say it, you will post that, and then you have to answer immediately, or it goes to the other team. Does everyone know how to play Family Feud?
I'll take
that silence as a yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Mao and Animich, are you ready on your buzzers?
Yes.
I want you to name me a country with a bad online community.
We've had that question already.
We've had that question. Mao.
Oh, I've got one then. Russia.
Survey says.
I'm on 10. Oh.
Sorry, that's long.
You have to unmute him first.
That is the... Fuck.
that is
the number one answer.
Yeah.
15 points.
Yeah.
All right, give me another.
So now our whole.
Oh
team
yeah, you
can
have,
answer.
Okay. You have the option to pass or play.
No, pass.
I'll let
no
you
pass.
Decide.
Because I'm sure that they've got one.
No pass. Okay. Should we answer the next most popular next?
Should. Yeah.
Brazil.
Survey says. Number three answer, 8 points.
Wow, what's number two then?
Can I have another answer? It might be shit, but I'd like to do it anyway. Kat. America.
Yeah, survey says.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Number two answer, 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
USA. USA.
USA's number two.
I swear we had the answer for us last week. It's just I was the one who got
You had to answer for it, but nobody got it. So I'm recycling it.
Yeah. Well, didn't somebody say Sweden?
Someone said Sweden.
Yeah.
Sweden was correct, though.
So yeah, go ahead. Keep Sweden. Going.
Sweden.
Oh, we're not allowed to have one, that one. Yes. Yeah.
Number last answer. So it was 1 point, whatever. I'm reusing it anyway.
Well, oh, I've given a load of answers, so someone else give them. Lotion, you stop pulling your weight, you understand, or I'll legally divorce you, okay?
So I'm going to guess that is South Americans.
Pretty sure I already said that.
You said community.
I have a joke answer.
Chinese. No joke answer.
China. Services.
No, you idiot! can we evict Lotion from
Animatus
the house?
Animatus family. You
okay,
may
I quite like
him.
Let's have a think. What do we think?
Say, hold up, let me think.
No.
Brazil.
You can.
Canada. I've already said Brazil.
Brazil's already been said.
All right,
so.
Fair enough.
So we've had Brazil, the USA. We've had...
Russia.
We have had Russia
in the
United
USA,
States,
so we've
Brazil
got war.
Shall we just say the UK?
North Korea.
Survey says
UK. Okay, yeah.
It's gonna be on there. Yeah.
UK is correct.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Give me them points. Give me.
Fucking casuals. I swear on me, mum. I'll punch your fucking lights out.
They really Mitch's are quite
family
bad.
Has 36 points.
Yep.
Woo. I'm gonna win this time.
Okay, Mao and Mitch, hands on your buzzers. I want you to give me. An upcoming game that will flop.
Elder Scrolls
Fuck
Online.
Survey says.
That's a really good answer.
Yes.
Bing!
That is the number four answer, 2 points.
Wow, we're hitting number four.
Wow. So upcoming, when was this question asked out of curiosity?
Last week. Like last week.
Oh, last week, okay.
Well, we get the choice of whether to pass or play. Do you think we should pass?
No,
you do
you
not.
Don't.
You haven't gotten the number one answer.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
Okay, so you have to get the number one answer to do that. Okay. What's coming up?
I can't.
We've got exactly. Mario Kart. Destiny's coming out at some point.
Freaky, if you want to help, you're welcome.
Yeah, Freaky, if you want to just chime in whenever you get a minute. Wolfenstein's coming out, I guess.
Don't let the hangers on answer.
Wolfenstein.
They ruin it. They ruin it.
Says.
What?
Wolfenstein's on there. Number six answer. 2 points.
Okay.
Jesus.
Good job.
Well, okay. That's good.
All the more points to steal, my dear.
Maybe we should just get wrong answers so they don't.
Oh, Sanic's coming out at some point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Survey says.
Oh, here we go.
Sonic is not on.
Oh, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Good one.
Survey says.
No!
No, that's not on. Wow. It's not.
Wow,
okay.
Well,
okay,
guys.
You guys go ahead.
Is that it?
That's can I take stuff. This one? I've got a good answer.
Go for it.
Give Mao Lotion an answer. You may go for it.
Don't fuck this up.
Wildstar.
Survey says.
Ooh. I was considering that.
Wildstar is.
Number three answer. So nobody
wow,
number
okay.
one.
Wow.
Was that
okay.
one?
Happy.
We'll never know.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot
we'll never
to say
know.
That. Okay. Sorry. I forgot to say the other ones, too. Country with bad online community. The ones you missed were France and Australia.
Yeah,
fuck Australia.
And
fuck you, Lotion. Fuck you.
Upcoming game that will flop.
Oh, come on.
The games you missed were number one, Watch
You're
Dogs.
Banned.
Oh, really?
Watch Dogs. Well,
number
it won't
two,
flop,
okay.
though, will it?
Number
It'll
two,
sell
Bayonetta
like
2. Number
what?
Five,
fucking
Destiny. And number seven, New Borderlands.
Fanboys.
Destiny. Yeah. I did say Destiny during that, but I didn't ever say that.
I thought Watch Dogs was already out.
No.
No, not for a while.
Whatever.
It was
but these
late.
Games will not flop, they will sell.
All right.
No,
they'll
sell like loads.
Fingers
right,
on buzzers.
Mao's family has 9 points, Mitch's family has 36.
Oh, no, they're catching
Mitch,
up, guys.
Will you be able to end your losing streak as we go into the number 3 answer?
Hopefully.
Number 3 question. I go want you guys, Animation Mao, I want you guys to name me the best gun from a multiplayer game. Mao.
Shotgun.
Survey says.
The shotgun.
Bing.
Shotgun from Quake is number... Is on and it is number two answer.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay, we got to keep answering.
I'm going to say rocket launcher.
Survey says.
The good answer.
What?
Again, oh, no you. Idea why that's not on.
What? Torch.
Can I answer or is that a bad idea?
It's probably a bad idea, but.
Okay.
Think of guns. No, don't.
Okay, wait. Fuck. If you can't think of a gun, I'll answer with the rail gun.
Survey says.
Yeah, that should be.
No. Jesus Christ, Harris.
Can you repeat the question, Chris, please?
This is rigged. No, we can't because now. What's the other team called? Animich's family, right? They can answer with one. They can steal the word from
Brett. Yeah, what, please.
Is the best gun in a multiplayer game, was
yes.
it?
Cats, did you say the fucking Red 9?
A multiplayer
No, I
game.
Said the rail gun. You know, the most iconic gun in all of FPS history.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Animich was a Google. You can
Can we can I confer without actually answering the question or is there anything I say going to be immediately
just
taken
go
you just need to take,
come on sniper rifle
snipper paper
no
what
really
well, what the fuck
I guess the fucking flat cannon's on there because the flat cannon would have been the other one then I would have fucking no I'm done fuck this no.
The flat cannon
well, Mouse family
like,
keeps their 5 points that brings them up to 14.
Please
sniper
give us the
rifle.
Answers.
What the fuck
no.
were the answers?
Rail
I don't know
gun,
what I
want to. No.
Like, you guys only got one answer for this, so I think I want to keep it, but I don't know.
Was okay. energy sword on there?
What were the other answers?
Should I really? I don't know. I want to. I think I want to.
If the fucking
one.
Battle rifle's on
okay,
there, I'll
fine,
fucking
I'll
kill
it.
Someone.
Number fucking one, flak cannon.
Yeah, flak cannon. I was going to say the flak cannon.
God damn it. Then there was gravity gun. Spartan
really?
Laser.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Really?
Cerebral
bore.
Cerebral bore
is a good answer. Cerebral bore is a good answer.
Was this fucking poll taken in 07?
No, it was taken in this year. And then there was the shotgun and the pistol from Halo.
Jeez, fucking hell.
I was going to say the flat cannon. I should have gone
Christ,
my first instinct.
Yeah, it's
if you, you listen to this podcast and you didn't answer railgun, like actually throw yourself off a bridge.
Flat cannon
there was
is
like,
good
there one person who said railgun, but
fucking
that wasn't
disgusting.
Enough to make it on the poll. So.
What about shotgun? Shotgun's always valid.
Yeah.
What about in Counter-Strike when it's really shit?
Actually, it's not.
Yes,
anyway,
it
next
is.
Next question.
All right, Mal and Mitch. Mal's family has 14 points. Mitch's family has 36. I want you guys to get on your hands in the buzzards and buzzards. I'm sorry. Follow the buzzards. I want you to name me a game that has Satan in it.
Says what?
Satan. Enemy.
Ghosts and goblins.
Survey says.
Oh, well
number
done,
seven
Mitch.
Answer. I thought that would be the
well
number
done,
one.
Mitch.
But yeah, that was it.
So something that has Satan in it.
Oh, God damn,
did
I just
we
shout.
Have this question before as well?
You coniferous bastards.
I fucking hate you.
Say, I didn't hear the video game.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
That is Animich, Freaky Demon, or Moogle, let me answer.
Yes, that was Mitch that answered that.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was Mitch. It wasn't me, it was Mitch.
I know all the Britbong voices are coming together here in one weird mess, but...
I didn't hear the question right. I'm so fucking pissed.
Come on.
Say something.
Say
we have
something.
Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno survey says.
Thank God for that.
Number two answer, 5 points.
Satan.
Satan.
Was it one of those JRPG games Mao likes? Come on.
No, let's not say fucking that.
Do it. Do it. Steal his thunder. I don't care.
Unless, of course, he was one of the people to answer the survey, in which case his answer might be on there.
Shin Megami Tensei.
There you go. That was
survey says.
Ooh.
Wow. We got another, Megami Tensei.
I swear I answered that. I swear I fucking answered that.
You have to have more than you answer it.
Satan. Video games for Satan.
Satan.
Ooh, Diablo.
Survey
good one.
Says,
what a good answer.
Even though.
Interesting,
doesn't
but it's not. Oh, okay.
Diablo is the number one
go.
Answer.
Wow.
Are we fucking does Diablo have Satan in it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Has Diablo.
Yeah, but that's not Satan. That's Diablo.
He's
yeah,
fucking Satan.
Are we talking just
Diablo
the
is
thing?
Fucking Satan, all right? I know.
Yeah.
Are we just
Diablo
okay,
is
fine.
A Satan.
All right.
Okay, fine.
You have to think
if
like
I,
these people, man.
If I pass
Jesus
it,
fuck.
Can I only get one wrong answer or do they get two?
Let's see. Animage has control of the board right now.
Yes.
If you guys pass, if the other guys get one right, they steal the board. If they get one wrong, then you guys keep the points.
Mm. Should we pass?
So is there any downside to... Is there any upside to passing?
Because if we get it wrong, it goes to them.
We have this conversation every time.
If they get it wrong,
time.
Then it goes back to you guys.
Well, we've but got the number one answer.
Yeah.
There are four answers left on the board.
So... We could pass at this stage if we can't think of any more. Devil in video games.
I got nothing. And even if we do get something, we can't pass.
Yeah.
We can pass.
I have one idea, but it's not going to be on it, so I'm not even bothering.
How defeatist of you. Is this what happens when you're challenged with adversities?
Yes.
Yes.
T-Zoc never gives into hardship.
What are you doing, hacker?
T-Zoc never gives into hardship. Got to be more game to devils.
Satan.
Up to you, Mitch.
We'll pass it.
Yeah.
You pass. Mouse we'll pass. Family has fucking control the board.
Okay, I've got something, I hope. Do you guys have anything?
Nope.
No, I have no fucking clue.
Okay, I know one for sure. It probably won't be for sure, but since we said like everything else.
Mal, quit dilly-dallying.
Maldita Castilla, maybe.
Yes!
Good answer.
Good answer.
You checked. You're telling me that Maldita Castilla got
you may continue.
More votes.
Binding of Isaac.
Survey says.
Ooh, good answer. But no.
Well, we've got the board.
You may answer again.
Okay. But we still got the board, don't we?
Who?
Wait, us. Mouse family. Because it passed to us.
Yeah. And then if you guys can't clear this board, it goes back to them.
No,
if they can't get
board,
it, you get the board.
We can steal the board, can't we?
No.
No, because they didn't
get two answers wrong.
They gave it to you guys.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing. I'm
not buying advice yet.
I don't know anything. Nope. Not a thing.
Damn, I know games with Satan in them.
Can I answer a really shitty, obscure game that I like, but no one
else? No.
Go ahead. Oh, if you want to do the survey, maybe it's on
I'm
there.
I'm going to say Persona because I probably answered it.
Shin Megami Tensei has already been said. Are you sure?
Shin Megami Tensei isn't Persona. SMT they're is different
Persona,
games.
This yes, we've, gets weird. We've had this
argument. All right, well, Persona, okay. Survey says.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
wow. Well, we still got
that went well.
We're still going, don't we? Hey, Cass, what
excuse me, while
say?
I have a look at
well,
my
now, game. Now, wait, how does this go again? Fucking drunk.
My family gets one go.
Yeah,
one
we get one go. Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. Mitch's family gets one go now.
Do we have to take it, or can we just choose to
no, you,
take
you have
it.
To take it.
If we fail this, do they get the board?
They
yes.
Do.
Fucking hell.
And they get all the points.
Come on, it has to be one game.
Yeah.
I have an idea, but it's so true.
Please fail.
I gotta give you guys a hint. All the other free answers are total bullshit, so don't be afraid to go outside the box.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are they total
whatever
bullshit?
Whatever, freaky, just go for it. I don't care if you get it wrong.
Do what you like, man.
Mine isn't bullshit enough.
Oh.
It's actually correct.
Great.
Get on with it.
Fine.
Right. Says dungeon you, keep. Mal.
It's never
yeah.
gonna be
in
there. Dungeon never keep, gonna yeah.
Fuck. There you fucking go.
I bet, shit. Like, black and white is it, right?
Oh yeah, okay, what were the other ones?
The other
go
ones
on.
Were Dragon Ball C games, because Mr. Satan.
That's not right.
He didn't even count, but he was the number three answer, so
that's
like,
fucking
wow.
Bullshit.
Wow.
And then, number four answer, South Park, fuck that game! And number five was Castlevania. Satan even in
Satan's
Castlevania?
No, he's not
no.
in Castlevania!
No.
He's not in Castlevania!
Well, okay, in the last one, I know there's like the beast theory of Lucifer, but I don't think there's...
Alright.
Man, there's no Gomon's Great Adventure. Okay. Does no one else remember the awesome game over screen from that game?
Did anyone say...
That was a shit question.
Did anyone say Devil World on the Famicom? Or...
No.
That was my
on the board.
Stupid answer, so...
One person said Devil World.
That was
what
probably
about,
me.
What about Doom? That has Satan in it. That was
Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Doom was
answer.
Also one answer, which is like
Doom
is
a pretty
iconic
good answer.
Game.
I considered saying Doom, but I didn't have the
no
devil
one
in
said
it,
Doom
so.
Really.
Yeah, sorry.
I considered saying it, but it doesn't have the devil in it. So
five people
pointless.
Said South Park. One person said Doom.
Fucking
what the
hell.
Fuck?
It's because people have been watching it recently.
I hope Trey Parker and Matt don't fucking die today. I'm serious. I hate South Park so fucking much.
You angry when you're drunk.
So yeah. Drunk guys,
I get
worry.
Very vindictive. Okay, time for the last question.
I hope they die, literally, because they made this shitty cartoon.
Then to die, not the people that said Castlevania.
No.
I don't want anyone who listens to this podcast to die, but not maybe right. I wish that they would get stung by a bee for not answering the answer
all right,
that I wanted.
So Mao and Mitch, hands on your buzzers. I want you to give me name an uncomfortable controller. And Mitch.
Damn.
No, the Nintendo 64.
That's Sorry, me. Says.
No, it was Mitch.
Oh. Oh, it's like right same
I've
second.
Got it as Mitch first as well.
Nintendo there 64 is the number one answer.
Motherfucker.
Will you pass
Mel, play? You know what you have to answer, Mel.
No, I know.
I was going to say, I know exactly what I was thinking you were answering here.
Right.
Are we
going to
pass or play?
Mitch's family, will you pass or play?
Can we confer on this question at least? Do we want to keep going?
No, you can never
I
confer.
I think complete.
No conferring ever.
You think? What? Okay, let's wipe the board clean, okay? Mouse no controller.
Survey says.
Yes, mouse controller.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
Number
that
two
was my answer.
Answer.
Number two answer.
People said mouse controller.
Get in there.
Well.
Okay, let's have a think.
Wii U gamepad.
Oh.
Survey says.
No, no, people got one.
No,
Happy.
I was betting people who don't have one would put it.
Do peripherals count?
Anything you use to control the game.
Okay.
Oh, I had an answer, but you've gone and used up one of the.
Just think of controllers, guys.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Oh shit, it's Christopher Walken. Hi Christopher Walken, how you doing?
From Batman. You think darkness is your ally? I'd like a cheeseburger, please. If you forget the audience, it would be most painful.
Well.
Nice.
Well.
It's good, isn't it? It's good.
I think
that
you guys have to pass. Or can you think of anything
you
else?
You can let Christopher Walken answer.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Christopher Walken, name an uncomfortable controller.
Batman.
What?
What?
Survey says.
No, you fool! You fucked it all up!
Mouse family, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
No, we can't. Or can we?
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
Can.
Can. Batman fucked it up.
All right. Guys, do you have anything? I have something, but you guys would be really angry at me if it's wrong.
I also have something, but it's kind of a stupid answer, so you go, Mal.
No, okay, Happy, you said anything you can use to control the game, right?
The question was name an uncomfortable controller, so you may make of that as you will.
Fuck. I know it's uncomfortable. I don't know if it's a controller.
Is it your ass?
Yeah, I kind of know what you're saying.
Virtual Boy.
Survey says.
Yes, yes.
It's worth a shot.
And
I was
going to
say
points.
Kinect, and I don't know if that was on there. That would have been my bullshit answer.
My the body is uncomfortable.
The Kinect is emotionally and mentally uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, it's something you use to control the game, but it's not a controller, which is why I wasn't willing to say it after the first wrong answer.
Is there a controller with the glowing samurai face on there?
It is not. The other answers were number three, Xbox, original Xbox.
Ah,
yeah,
that.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I used to play Shenmue 2. Number four answer was Mad Catz controllers, just in general, I guess.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That was an obvious one.
Number five,
that's not
GameCube.
A control.
What's wrong with GameCube?
What's wrong with the GameCube?
The GameCube controllers are one of the best
it's
controllers
amazing.
Ever made.
Number six, Dreamcast. This should have been higher. Fuck the Dreamcast controller.
I agree
number seven,
with Happy
PlayStation.
Man.
The The PlayStation controller is
number 7.
Maybe the first one without the like.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Some people
even I quite like it, to be honest.
Some people complain about the DualShock, but I don't know.
All right, let's the DualShock 3 was a bit shit. You're right.
Now we are moving on to Fast Money. Who from which team is playing Fast Money?
Freaky.
No, fuck you!
What's Fast Money? I don't know what Fast Money is.
Fast Money is I give you 5 answers really fast and you have to answer them really fast.
5 questions really fast.
I don't like having really the monopoly on the Malice family. Fast Money.
Like, if you feel
Mao fucking blew it last time, but it still won because of a technicality.
Look, if you feel like you're under pressure to be the Fast Money every time, then I can do it. But otherwise, you do it because you're better at it and you're funnier as
Mao
well.
Mao sucks at Fast Money, I think.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's good.
What's the scores at the moment, Happy?
The scores are Mao's family 29 to Mitch's family 54. So I think Catsman should take it to give you guys a better shot.
Cats take
it.
Free the listeners from me.
But anytime Mao's family is in the lead, I insist that Mao takes it.
He is. Or else I'm going to unadopt him.
Answer nothing.
He's my family.
Catsman is Mr. Money for Mao's family, and who is Mr. Money for Animich's family?
Freaky is.
Might have a chance now.
All right. The team who is behind will fuck. We'll start. So Freaky, please mute.
Can I change my answer? I want Christopher Walken to be.
Good thinking.
to be my answer.
I do bait now.
No, all right. But
you'll have to take off that tin can or whatever you have around your fucking mouth so I can actually hear you answer.
He's Bane. Bane can't take off his thing. That's
okay.
What
I'm sorry.
It would be most painful.
I think Freaky is going to be the answer.
For you.
For you.
Okay, never mind.
If I jack that off, will you die?
I'll be it then. Fine.
Animich, okay.
Is Animich's family behind? Are we really?
No, Mao's family's in the. Mitch's family is behind.
Really?
What?
No, I didn't mean that. Mao's family is 29 points. Mitch's family is 54 points.
All right.
Yes.
Cats, go ahead.
Okay.
All right. So Animich, please deafen yourself.
He already is.
All right, he is. Okay. Okay. Catsman. That's you, right? Okay.
No.
Okay. Name a bad movie that's based on a game.
Space Jam.
Name a classic shmup.
What?
That's not right.
Name a classic shmup game.
Gradius.
Name the best Mario spinoff.
Mario Kart.
Name a game that has a lot of fan fiction about it.
Final Fantasy.
Name a hated video game developer.
BioWare.
Okay.
No, those are pretty mediocre answers.
I wonder if anyone actually said Space Jam.
I hope so.
Are you playing Family Feud?
Okay, somebody tell Mitch to unmute himself.
The thing is, I watched Final Fantasy The Spirits Within and everything, and I didn't even...
All right, Mitch.
Oh, well.
That's not the bad Final Fantasy movie, though. The bad one is... Well, it's not great.
No,
the bad
they're
one
both
is...
the bad one.
Shush.
One is much worse.
Okay, Mitch.
Is one of the questions name a bad...
Shush!
Mitch.
You've got this one
Mitch,
in the bag, Mitch.
Everyone else shut up, but Mitch.
Hello.
Name a bad movie that's based on a game.
House of the Dead.
Name a classic shmup.
Gradius.
Give me another answer.
Hyperforce 2.
Name the best Mario spinoff.
Mario Party.
Name a game that has lots of fanfiction written about it.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Name a hated video game developer.
Ken Levine.
Okay.
I think even if I got more than him, he's still going to win his team. Yeah. And that will bring Animich's team, of course, to their first ever victory.
To my first ever victory.
It's not a team,
and
it's a family.
And keeping Freaky Demon's unbeaten streak.
I guess you could say Ken Levine makes some irrational decisions.
I don't get it.
Okay, Catsman. Yeah. Name a bad movie based on a game. You said Space Jam, sir.
Space Cattle.
It's not on there. What the fuck? This game is rigged.
You said Gradius survey says. Number one answer. Name a Mario spinoff. You said Mario Kart survey says. Name a game that has a lot of fan fiction. You said Final Fantasy V. No, fuck. Not Final Fantasy in general. Fantasy. Survey says. And name a hated video game developer. You said Bioware. Survey says.
Oh, gee, that's a surprise.
Okay, let me count those points for a moment.
He has an abacus that he uses to count all of them up, you know.
Excellent. It's a good way of doing things. I swear if the Mario Bros. Movie is not on there in the wake of our Lord and Savior death, I'm not going to be impressed.
I'm trying to think of a bad... Like, they're all bad, aren't they? I could have answered any video game movie.
Isn't Mortal Kombat the best one?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Street Fighter.
Hello.
You said name a bad movie based on a game. You said House of the Dead. Survey says... You said name a classic shmup. You said Hyper Force 2. Survey says... Name the best Mario spinoff. You said Mario Party. Survey says...
Bing.
Number one answer. Name a game
that's
fan fiction.
That's pretty good.
You said Sonic. Survey says... Number one answer. And name a hated video game developer. You said Ken Levine. Survey says...
Is Irrational on there?
Probably.
They are not.
Not even on a technicality.
They should be.
So who wins?
Was EA number one by any chance?
They're not a developer.
No, it was BioWare that was number one.
Mouse Family, 52 points. Mitch's Family, 71. Congratulations, Mitch. Break the messy streak.
Well done.
I'd love to say that I contributed, but I didn't. So
it was all on Mitch.
Hyperforce 2 doesn't exist, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that at all. I know my flips.
I missed the name.
Was R-Type on there by any chance?
R-Type was on. Were you thinking of Thunder Force, perhaps? Mitch?
Sorry, what?
You may have been thinking of Thunder Force.
Yeah, I was thinking of Thunder Force 2.
Okay, Christopher Walken has to leave us now. Oh, wait, no, it's Mao who has to leave us now. Chris Walken's still here. I just saw him say bye. Oh. I thought he was leaving. But no, it's just Mao. It's fine.
Freaky Demon extends his winning streak to 3-0.
Yeah.
Here we go. Playing Family Feud.
Great.
Can we do Pointless sometime?
We don't have enough people Pointless.
Yeah, we do.
We don't.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
As the outro to this episode, can we sing the Rainbow Road song in addition to having the Rainbow Road song itself as the intro?
Being someone who knows an obscene amount of stupid video game trivia, these are really painful to sit in on.
Yes.
Good.
Well, why not answer?
Because I'm not. Because
he's not placed in a team.
Well, whose fault is that, Fishheads?
I guess mine for having a class now.
Yeah. Exactly, Fishheads.
That is your fault.
Also, I know video game trivia, just... Good video game trivia.
Is there any good video game trivia?
Yeah, like Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Oh, I have a good picture of Katzman's video game trivia. Give me a minute.
Is there...
What?
There isn't a Space Jam game, is there?
There probably is, but it wasn't based on the game.
Space Jam
isn't based on a game.
Oh.
It is technically, but the game is basketball, so.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of whatever the one that Freeware RPG is based on, Barclay Shut Up and Jam.
There's a Tiger Electronic Space Jam game.
There's a video game. It's a licensed pinball game based on Space Jam. So there you go. As everyone knows,
everybody
the movie
get up.
Space,
it's time to slam now. We got a real jam Space going jam. Now. Welcome to the Space Jam.
And if you think about that theme tune, it actually references pinball a number of times. Like, for example, the word slam, which references the way that the ball touches the paddles.
The penis.
What?
Hey, when's Barclay 2 coming to come? When's Barclay 2
not
coming
soon enough? Not
I think this year.
Soon. Enough.
Yeah. I still get updates on it from their Kickstarter, but they're not showing much. I think they're trying to keep much of it a secret.
Speaking of Kickstarter, I'm sad because a great Kickstarter seems to have died.
Is it Bob's game?
Being?
No.
It's well, Bob's game is still alive.
Fuck
there
Bob
is still hope left
game.
In man.
You can go to hell.
No, it's Radio the Universe. It's dead.
What? No!
Well, it's what? Never confirmed, but he hasn't updated it for ages and ages.
What was Radio the Universe? I'm out of the loop.
I think that was one of the podcasts where you weren't here that it was on.
Yeah, but
talked
I still
about it
listen
on the,
to
on
all
the Kickstarter,
podcasts.
Kickstarter watch back when we said that. Sorry.
Kickstarter.
We should rename it to Kickstarter. What's so funny?
Oh, yeah. I remember. I saw the page for this, but I didn't back it. Well, this
maybe,
game looks a lot like...
if he backed it, he'd have made it, just that extra bit of
money. This game looks a lot like Hyperlight Drifter, and I backed that, and that's coming out. So, haha, I'm smarter with my money than you are.
Yeah,
Hyperlight Drifter looks good. So does Cappy's Below, which I'm looking forward to. Not that I've seen any gameplay of it at all, but it doesn't faze me in the slightest. Really like Cappy.
I don't know anything about Below, so...
Do you know who Cappy are? Do you remember who Cappy are?
Yeah, I know who Cappy are.
Yeah,
I also know what a capybara is, and
yes,
it's like
so
it's like the biggest fucking guinea pig you've ever seen. Oh my god! And they
fucking
don't understand.
Has science gone too far?
How big they are? That's
it's the
problem.
Like a picture of Katzman's trivia.
It's the size of a small dog, isn't it?
It's pretty huge.
Oh yeah,
have
that
some
picture.
News or
it's
what,
the size
fuckers.
Of the Xbox 360 power brick, approximately.
I messaged you with some news right at the start, Happy Man.
Oh, God damn it. Hold on.
Sorry.
When did you guys start?
About two and a half an hour ago.
You only messaged me with one new, Catman.
No. I messaged you with loads
I've got
of stuff.
Something.
Message me on where?
I messaged you on Mumble.
Okay, before that, did anyone hear about Project Beast?
No.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, God,
don't.
Can we not?
Can we not talk about this?
Is it?
Until it's actually
wait, how
confirmed.
Rumors is it? It's pretty
it's,
rumors, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It's about as rumors as it gets.
Right, it is.
I'm sorry. No.
Soul losers are so obnoxious and annoying. Dark Souls 2 has just come out, and you're already like, oh, what's this? Look at this.
Well, it wasn't
I
very
hate
good,
you.
Was it, Mitch?
I hate
so
you.
I can't blame me.
Dark Souls can
God
go
damn.
Fuck itself. Let's talk about Call of Duty. Call of Duty player fakes murder report, calls SWAT on opponents.
Oh, God.
In another case of taking a loss way, way too hard, an as of yet anonymous Call of Duty player called police reporting a murder in the house of his online opponents. The target of the attack, a 70-year-old, was unaware of his family's Long Beach, New York residence, was being surrounded by 60 law officers, SWAT members, and emergency personnel. I just killed my mother and I might shoot more people, the caller reportedly told police, identifying himself as Castillo. When police arrived at the home, they identified his mother very much alive and his brother very confused when he discovered the scene.
Wow.
Someone's full of salt. Someone's full of salt.
Police said the caller traced Castillo's IP address to find his location, placing this call over Skype in a bid for anonymity. Long Beach Police Commissioner Michael Tangney said that this was simply the latest instance of SWATting, where malicious reports of fake crimes are made in order to see how much an emergency response they can get. In this case, it was substantial. Police sources quoted the cost of the response at the $100,000 range.
Fucking dumb.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Oh, I'm going to do this. No one's going to get hurt by it. I'm so
it's
because
people think
fuck
that
off.
Call of Duty players think that all you need to do is call in like an airstrike or whatever and you win real life.
Yep.
That's the
yep.
problem.
Anyway, that was the only piece of... Oh, shit, I saw another piece of news.
No, I've sent you four bits of news.
Ignore them all.
Oh, okay. But you didn't
doing
link
an
the other ones, so I don't know
section.
What the fuck.
Well, I that's what I had in my Google Doc for this.
I've got some
podcast.
News.
Okay, I'll read.
Freaking
a
bring
news.
It, fucker.
Activision is investing $500 million in Destiny.
Oh God, please.
The new Halo game,
no.
Right?
Please no.
The new
Halo
game, pretty much.
The new Halo Lands, yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Halo
pretty much.
Lands 2.
It looks a lot like Warframe as well, which is quite entertaining. There's already a game that exists that looks exactly like it. God.
Yeah, it's called Halo.
I don't know Activision still existed. I thought they died when the fucking Guitar Hero games died.
What?
Wow.
No.
Oh, God, where's man, your man. Rock you've been living under, Happy? It must be
Call of Duty. They have Call of Duty.
The rock I live under is called my house.
No, Happy. The thing about Activision is they just have to be less shitty than EA, and then no one pays attention to them.
Yep.
Also, yeah, how do they make money?
It's so easy.
Because they've got Call of Duty and they got World of Warcraft.
Call of Duty, I thought like EA had it or some shit.
No, World of Warcraft they still have as well.
That's all they need.
Oh, they have
Call of Duty,
Warcraft,
they have Call of Warcraft, yeah. And they have
World of Warcraft is
game.
Way on the decline, though. Like, it's been declining
still,
for a while.
Still yeah, fucking yeah. Cash.
It's still making money. It's just making less money.
It's totally stole all the user base from, well, Old Republic.
Yeah. And now Testanic or Atlantis.
Don't forget, yeah, Tess and Wildstar are both going to be the next big MMO, I think. It's going to be great.
Big MMO. Who is that? Wildstar
Trade Center.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So does that $500 million include marketing? Or...
It's probably all marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Most of it will be marketing.
Occasionally,
they probably
throw the developers like a dollar bill or something, and they chase it through the wind, and then it floats away.
And before Cliffy B's Twitter fiasco again, fucking shit. Hate him so much. Yeah, for that
actions
tweet.
Speak
had...
louder than
God
words,
damn it.
Cliffy B. And the
Where
only
does everyone, like,
that
flip
I
out on Twitter always? On Twitter, you can only say 140 words. Wouldn't you use a bigger medium in order to freak out, like YouTube or something?
It's way easier to say something really stupid in 170 yeah. characters or whatever than it is to say something really stupid in 2,000.
Yeah, I suppose.
Can people stop giving Cliffy B attention, please?
Yeah,
and like talking about it every time he says something stupid.
You know
he's just a shitty little leech
so
that feeds on attention.
I'm
stop
surprised
talking
that guy
about
still
him.
Exists. Holy fuck.
Who still exists?
Cliffy
Benoit?
B. No, not Cliffy.
You're
not
about
exist
to say
anymore.
Benoit.
I was talking about Cliffy B.
Cliffy B still exists.
Chris Benoit.
No, I was not talking about Chris Benoit.
You were going to.
No.
You said it.
I had Benoit on the mind, man.
You did from the discussion we had the other day.
Yeah.
But we've Benoit done that.
Oh, fuck you. This video, the only podcast
you're ending it now.
I killed
it,
yay!
Rainbow Road,
congratulations!
Rainbow Road. Come on,
can we have
it's the road that you go
hour.
When you die?
Let's sing the song.
It's Benoit's favorite stage.
Oh my god, that was horrible! Oh Jesus Christ!
Fuck me! This podcast was a fiasco.
Can we talk about Norway in Minecraft now?
This is
kind of like what the fuck ever. This is breaking news, right? Some Danish scientist somewhere or geographers.
Geodata agency.
They made Denmark in a 1-to-1 scale in Minecraft and
Holy
started
shit.
Distributing it. I assume with some sort of program. They didn't manually wander around and place every block.
Yeah.
And anyway, they invited people to say, hey, here's Denmark, explore it on your computer. Wouldn't that be good? And, you know, everyone was like, yeah. And then like a week later, they were just like smoking craters and American flags everywhere.
Yes.
Like America has completed its virtual invasion of Denmark.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not.
It was one-to-one
scale.
They used
like the geographical data from the agency, from the satellites and all that, and then they made like cities themselves. But all the rest is like geodata.
Okay.
And I linked a picture to the mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
You see? They ruin everything, don't they?
Why would they let people edit things on that map?
I don't think they were allowed to, but they found a way.
I think you just download the map and host a server, so people were just hosting servers of it.
Well,
but
then
I mean,
that makes this completely boring and...
No.
I think they
not, no, not at all.
Can just
like
download it and set up their own
no,
server
because
and do
it's
their own
part
private
of,
thing to
part
it.
Part of the Euro anti-American circle jerk that I am part of. Don't talk shit about my
Europe.
Circle jerk. Yeah, it is.
You cannot download the map. If you had to download that, you'd need like several hard drives just to host it all.
It's 1 terabyte.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It was more than 1 terabyte.
No,
hey,
I think it was
no,
like 1.5
Denmark's
terabytes.
Big, man.
I know, but why would they think that's a good idea to release a terabyte?
Do they count one block as 1 meter, I'm assuming?
No, I don't
something
so.
Like that.
Yeah,
one block is
1 meter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 It's made like that quite deliberately.
You know, I came to a horrifying realization because I looked at a list of the best-selling video games a while ago, and if you remove pack-ins, like with consoles, like Wii Sports and stuff, then Minecraft is technically the best-selling video game ever.
I don't believe that.
Go.
It's right.
It's.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's 40 million or something by now?
And but to do that, you then have to get rid of Tetris with the Game Boy, and you have to get rid of Mario Bros.
Every 12-year-old on Earth owns Minecraft, so.
You'd have to get rid of, Tetris, Mario,
every 12-year-old boy,
Nintendo.
Girls don't give a fuck about that because they know better.
And, one of the things that really irritated me at the Eurogamer Expo last year was there was a big 4K demonstration going on, and one of the games they had on display was Minecraft. I went, really?
I wonder how close you have to. I wonder how far away you have to stand from that before you can't feel the autism radiating from
that
area.
There was a whole corner of the hall dedicated to Minecraft.
Oh, here comes the anti-Minecraft circle jerk. Brilliant.
No, I'm not anti-Minecraft. I am apathetic towards Minecraft.
I still don't play Minecraft.
The fact that there was an entire corner.
Minecraft. Autism. Have you people ever had an original thought in your life?
Please calm down.
Hey, I didn't say anything about autism.
Once in a while, I start playing Minecraft, and then 10 minutes later, I remember why I stopped playing Minecraft.
Yeah. That's definitely what happens. Yeah, I've been really good. I'll play this. I've been really good at it. No, I'll
play for a longer, but yeah, it gets boring again and stop playing for about a year. And
well, the worst are the Minecraft evangelists who never stop talking about Minecraft and just want you to play Minecraft all the time.
I've never encountered one of those people.
Do you know anyone like that? Either.
No, I know a guy with probably mild Asperger's in high school who was like that.
You knew someone who liked Minecraft in high school?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
only 18.
Damn!
Oh, okay.
I thought you were way older.
No.
That's what people also said.
I better
delete
those
pictures said to
then,
me,
then
like,
said happy.
Yeah,
when
I joined, I was like, 17 years old. And people were like, damn, I thought you were 25 or whatever.
I said that.
You have a really deep voice. I don't, so I don't know how you can think I'm older than I am.
I don't know. You sound mature in your speech, except when you shit on autistic people.
Anyway, the point is that it's taken years of development for them to finally fix that bug where chunks way far away from you would get loaded faster than chunks near you.
You mean like how you can see stuff through the ground?
No. I mean like when the game would be loading data in, right? And it would load a chunk like 300 meters into the distance, and it wouldn't load one like 3 feet from you. And it's taken them until now to fix that.
Jesus Christ.
And it's only just come in like the latest like build of it.
Well, they weren't the best programmers. We knew that.
Why couldn't I make something like that and get rich? I've been working on my game.
Catsman.
Well, you tried Cats.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about? I didn't try anything. I haven't released a single game, except,
400.
Yeah, except 400 of them.
400 of them, yeah. But not a single game that I put any more than a weekend of time into making.
Can a single one of those games be considered good?
Yes.
Really?
12 Ways to Kill a Dog.
Never
9/11 Dog is the greatest adventure. Oh,
I don't want to say it, but that's not a game, Cats.
Yeah, the best
not
ones
a game
were your animations.
Is not a legitimate criticism against a game.
It is
like,
against
like,
12
imagine
ways to kill
if,
a dog.
Okay, right. I'm at a restaurant, right, and a chef serves me like a really shitty plate of spaghetti, and I call him and I say, "You know what's wrong with this?" And he says, "What?" I say, "It's not spaghetti." He says, "Yeah, it is spaghetti." I'm like, no, it's not spaghetti because it's not good. He's like,
"That
doesn't
that
make it
go,
not spaghetti."
I fucking hate that when people go, "This game sucks. It's not a game."
Like, it's such
You've
a boring criticism.
Immediately.
Well, it's an easy criticism to make. It's
you don't have to put any.
It's a lazy
into
criticism
it.
To make because it doesn't
exactly.
address
that,
any of the flaws.
That's what I meant to say.
It.
It's lazy, but. I don't know why people struggle like to criticize David Cage games, because there's so much obviously wrong with them.
No one's
you know why?
To
it's because they don't fucking
David
play
Cage.
Them. They just reach into my ear and say, "Oh, this game sucks," and they because they read that thing that the game sucks, they also think it sucks. That's how the internet works.
Hey, I saw a stream
of
David Cage
all the
way through.
He's the best. We should
have
you drunk for every single podcast.
You should feed him drink
have
down
drink
the mic.
Forever.
Once I have a stable enough economy to buy a lot of alcohol every week, then you might see that.
How
drunk
do you
hell,
think
man.
We have
he
to get?
He just starts drinking to
well, this
numb
is twice
pain.
This week already, so you're doing quite well. I'll be honest with you.
How drunk do we have to get happy before he says something that implicates himself?
1.5 liters of wine.
Clearly.
Got it.
Implicates me to about what? About what?
I don't know anything.
Making doing a lot of crime? Because I do that.
Wow.
I was like, I can't do a good Wario.
This is happy right at this very second in time.
Wario, wah, boys. Wah. Right. All right, wah. Let's get back on subject. What's the next fucking
no,
news?
No, I missed.
Wow. So anyway, the next news is, let's see.
Oh my god, I love you, Wario.
Wario intensifies. Look at those Tash physics, man. Look at them.
What do you think about the return, the glorious return of Bob's game?
Bob's game.
Bob.
It's
back. Game.
Bob's game. It's coming. There is still hope left for man.
Yeah.
What's Bob's game?
Bob is a piece of garbage.
What's Bob's game?
Bob is like... Bob is like human garbage, yeah.
It's
basically.
Like if
cruelly rejected by Nintendo with his masterpiece.
If Christian Weston Chandler is a warrior of the people, then I don't know what to say about Bob. He's the opposite of that.
Basically, Bob is like absolutely genuinely psychotic and believes that there is a conspiracy in the games industry to make him fail. And
and Chris isn't.
People thought he was dead for a long time. He's had the police called to his house because he like freaked out on live stream and just started smashing everything and hurting himself.
Oh, didn't he once lock himself in his room for like weeks on end to protest Nintendo not giving him a dev kit?
Yeah, yep. Weeks and weeks and weeks. It was pretty amazing.
Until the police finally came and broke the door down.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was streaming himself in the room and someone called the police.
He had a video of him going to like a Nintendo store with like two prostitutes who giggled at everything he said. And like trash talking Nintendo. It was pretty amazing. And yeah, now he's back and he's got a Kickstarter. And if you haven't read it, his entire life story is available at bobsgame.com.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's amazing read. You know, he talks about, like, you know, how he started reading Atlas Shrugged when he was a teenager.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, it begins.
He's that kind. And,
Can we get Icy Calm and Bob in the same room? I want to watch fireworks.
Explosions. Who and Bob in the same room?
Icy Calm.
Amnesia.
Can we have them both in the same
insomnia,
room?
Not
lock
amnesia.
Them in. Only one will survive.
Put Chris Chan in there as well.
Oh, God.
Man, there's so many great personalities in video
games.
Chris
has a fucking psycho now. I bet he would walk out of there alive.
You think his time in prison has sort of hardened him?
He was not in prison. He got out.
He got off on community service.
And which he probably didn't do.
He didn't
God
do
damn it,
and
Chris Chan.
He had to go to like a state psychiatrist or some shit. And then let him off the hook?
Bob says that if he gets less than $10,000, which is his funding goal, he says, I'll give up on Bob's game, go back to Michigan, get a job at Best Buy, get my GED at night school, and go to community college.
He doesn't have a
GED. Fuck him.
if you had Chris Chan and Bob fighting, Chris is the face, Bob is the heel.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I would easily cheer Chris Chan over Bob. Yeah. Fuck Bob.
Oh, easily.
I quite like Bob, you know.
Well,
we don't have Chris Chan anymore. Like, we don't have his amusing sort of videos. Yeah. And I think many people are trying to fill
the
void.
There are some that get leaked once in a while.
Yeah, but his house burned down, so there's not going to be much left.
but he doesn't make comics anymore or
yeah
get into
no those were great.
So I think Bob is definitely sort of a contender. I think he just needs to go a little bit crazier.
So locking yourself in your room because Nintendo wouldn't give you a dev kit isn't crazy.
Clearly in a conspiracy.
I'm sorry to derail this about Chris Chan, but there was one video he put up recently. It was so fucking creepy. It was filmed at like a McDonald's. And he brought this huge
Lego high school.
Yeah, he brought this huge Lego set in which he had recreated his old high school with all his friends from high school. And he filmed this and talked about in great detail what all the rooms were and all his old friends were from high school. And he just looked like a broken man. And there was somebody filming it, which was really weird to me. Because it implies that Christian has friends.
No,
his mom, okay. That's pretty weird. But yeah,
that's pretty weird. Great.
He's just broken now. Like, it's kind of sad.
I'm reading Bob's life story now. Do you want me to give you a little sample?
Please don't.
Please do.
Okay. Please don't. That's
why they killed Jesus. He was too great and people couldn't stand it. Unable to find a flaw, they killed him rather than fall in love with him. Afterwards, their guilt destroyed their minds. He had overpowered all of society and we reset the clock in his name. It's a riddle. A human being can become God.
Wait,
Is this the entirety of human history Bob's game?
What Bob believes, I think, is that he can become a god in some capacity.
Nice.
Maybe he believes the Morrowind mythology.
Fuck you, God, I typed in my notes. Get out of way. It was completely automatic. I was a prophet. I was sure of it.
Life,
I studied
dreams,
revelations.
Hope, where do they come from and where do they go? Such meaningless things. I'll destroy them all.
He thinks that his parents are like in on the conspiracy against
him. Oh, God.
Doesn't he live with them?
Then they're tracking him and they're trying to sabotage him.
Is he one of those weird people who believes in gang stalking or whatever?
The authorities had put a limiter on his mind, preventing him from being able to concentrate.
Please help.
Then he suddenly understood Super Metroid. It was a metaphor all along. That's why I'd liked it so much.
What?
Then he talks about becoming his own god.
What was Super Metroid a metaphor for?
I want to know. We all laugh at this guy now, but when he unites the warring triad, we're gonna see shit go down in the next game.
What do you guys think?
Can we stop bullying random people on the internet at this point?
Hey,
this is getting a little bit silly.
You bully Mao, so
I bully
I
Mao, but Mao
I
is,
bully
Mao is here
an
and can defend
asshole.
Himself when I bully him. These
Mao
people
can
are
defend himself.
Mao can defend himself when he wants to.
He just makes it worse.
He just doesn't want to.
He just doesn't want to because
he thinks it entertains
you. He likes being bullied. Secretly.
No, I will teach him one day to stand up for himself. Anyway,
he's done checking on his brother's calls.
We got dick all in the way of news, and we've said sort of dick all in the way of interesting things about them. So I would like to motion to move on to
Catman Conundrum.
Okay. Give me a minute. I am pulling a conundrum from my bag of conundrums.
You
Which
haven't
one
prepared
will you
one.
Get? Which one will you get? I don't know. Oh.
It's like you the better setup be... of the tournament from the Fedora. Can you pull it from a Fedora, please?
You better... What?
Yeah, he's talking about Animich's stupid Street Fighter thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah.
for pull calling your Street Fighter thing stupid, but you had a Fedora, so...
You will be.
You gotta remember, Happy's compulsively an asshole.
Oh, yes.
He's Wario. Why would you expect different?
Right. No, I wish I was Wario.
Wario.
Every day I wake up and
I'm
disappointed.
He tries to be, but he keeps being stolen from at the end of every game.
Yeah, I guess
so. He loses all of his gold.
When he was growing up, people asked Happy what he wanted to be when he grew up, and he said Wario.
Yeah.
He's a good man. Those Tash physics in Mario Kart 8 are impressive.
I can't even grow a fucking proper Wario mustache. What am I going to do with my life?
Try hard.
You'll do it one day.
The only thing I can get like Wario is fat. That's the only thing I can get like him. Nothing else.
You might, one day you might get rich. You never know, yeah, happy man. Never know. You might be the internet's next PewDiePie.
No, then I'll kill myself.
Yes, please.
I wouldn't respect myself at all.
We'll take him down when you do it.
He's got the Sweden thing covered, but his voice isn't high-pitched enough.
I'll try. I can try to make my voice high pitched like this.
Oh yeah. Please, and please don't. Please go back to normal, happy man.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Fuck that shit ass game. Yes. I hate it.
Proclaim yourself the king of Sweden.
I am
That's
the king
what you
of
do.
Sweden.
I bet, no, when's no one
the queen
to gonna
die? That's not my conundrum, but
sake.
Seriously,
you don't know me about these things,
boy.
When is she gonna die? She's like she's living forever.
She's gonna live forever.
She's
she dies the day after Charles does.
How can one person live that long? It's stupid.
Reptiles,
yeah.
Reptiles. Fucking hell, not that guy. Please
get
no
to
more.
Fucking Bob's game tier here. Which game relaxes you and which game just makes you mad?
Katamari Damacy relaxes me like nothing else.
Same, Katamari Damacy.
Because it's perfect. It's a perfect little video game.
Is it now?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you what the creator of Katamari Damacy said when he was asked to sort of explain the meaning behind his game?
It's about consumerism and the fact that we hoard shit and collect everything without really doing much with it.
He says, in Katamari, players can roll up every object they see into a giant, all-consuming snowball of stuff. It's a game about the consumption society. I wanted to make more objects. There are a few objects. I feel lonely. If there are more objects, they'll make things more colorful. But when they're rolled up, they're gone. I felt empty.
Oh.
He goes on this long rant about how fucking depressed he felt playing Katamari Damacy and designing it.
Well, it relaxes me because I'm just a fucking consumerist piece of shit and I like it that way.
You are Wario.
You can't buy anything, happy man.
It's fine. You're Wario. You're allowed to do that.
You can't be Wario until you have money.
That's right.
Wario doesn't have money. He's always trying to get money, but it always gets stolen.
Do have
from
some
him
garlic, though.
Katzman, you can bring him closer to being Wario by teaching him how to make hundreds of small, shitty games.
Yes.
Yeah, please teach me.
You know, hey, one of the...
Wait a fucking... Wait, no, you wait a minute. Are you calling WarioWare games shitty?
I was joking.
Oh, okay.
You better be.
My games
that
are on the quality
so we'll
of
stream,
WarioWare games.
I would love WarioWare Catsman's Games Edition.
Shit, yeah. Like the little timer ticks down, and then you have 3 seconds to complete the whole of...
You have 3 seconds not to glitch through the floor.
You have 3 seconds to fly plane into the Twin Towers and kill a dog.
Every minigame is flying a plane into the Twin Towers or defeating a tree as a barbarian.
Yeah. Or really, really bad hitboxes on bullets. Like
Sonic or something.
Or controlling the dog's shit.
Yeah. God. I forget about
oh,
that
Oh, that's basically a WarioWare microgame.
Or trying to get Thesus to kill the Minotaur.
You mean the Minentor?
The Minotaur and
Minentor.
That one game with the flying swastikas.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Fly the swastika into the purple man.
You've got to keep away from the flying swastikas for...
What we need is a full price, fully fleshed out release of Swamp Simulator.
Yes,
that was really the greatest video game ever to be seen by man.
Yeah, Swamp Simulator is amazing.
We should really do WarioWare, the first one for the book club at some point.
Let's get some more peaceful games.
The GameCube version of WarioWare with Matt and Doya. And basically, it's fucking... Oh my God, that game's so good. It has all these weird, like, multiplayer games, but they're all an amazing load of bullshit. And you never know who's going to win until the last minute, because, like, you can go through, like, the whole of them and win loads, and then it just... At the end, it's like, play this micro game or you lose.
Yep. The worst one is whichever one Happy played. The one where you win mini games and then however many points you get determine how many ropes you've got to have cut off yourself. What's it called, Happy?
You are talking about Lifeline, which is one of the
multiplayer
WarioWare games.
Because it's completely luck-based at the end. It's completely luck-based.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing
they
matters.
They all are, pretty much.
Let's get some more relaxing games.
Relaxing game is Earthbound. I know that because sometimes I get really mad and then I play Earthbound and all the regardless of how mad I am, I completely stop after 15 minutes of Earthbound. I don't know how to explain it. It just has some sort of weird psychological...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Mother, before I forget this, we are going to be doing a special series of episodes, which is going to be called Gentlemen Discussing Mother 3. It's basically an extended version of the game Book Club, in which we're going to discuss the entirety of Mother 3 in three parts of episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. So yeah. Look forward to that.
Once Catman and Mouse finals are over, we're going to get to recording those.
Yeah.
Sweet. I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah, I've
never played the Mother game. But yeah, gone off JRPGs, so I really can't.
Because Mother is actually good.
Yeah, I can't play them anymore. I can't do. I've tried to play turn-based RPGs again. I just can't.
Didn't you just play?
Turn-based RPGs the best kind of RPG.
Were you just talking about playing FF9 a few months ago, Moogle?
That was almost 6 months ago now.
Okay. Well, Fishats, you had a relaxing game. Sorry for going off track.
My relaxing games are probably the Pokemon games. Those are usually pretty chill.
That's a good option. Good option.
And then Okami, I guess. It's pretty chill. I don't know. I mean, this isn't a game that makes me mad, but it makes me get pumped up. Has anyone played Oso Tatake Owendan?
I have. DS? I fucking love that game.
S-ranked
every level in Owendan. I love that game. And it's sequel.
What is this
awesome.
Game? I didn't.
It's Elite Beat Agents, but Japanese.
Japanese Elite Beat Agents.
So fucking good.
You're a male cheerleading squad. That doesn't quite cover it, but you're a male cheerleading squad, essentially.
Yeah. Like, except instead of people screaming, help, people scream, Owendan! And then the Owendan squad bursts out of like a door or a closet or like the floorboards or whatever, and they dance to motivate people through life.
Yep. Great.
Like the Elite Beat Agents, they always arrive with a car, but the Owendan can just burst out from anywhere.
They just come from anywhere.
What's your favorite Owendan sequence? I think mine is the Cleopatra one.
Man, I love
Cleopatra's
I love the sumo wrestler in Owendan 2.
Yeah, I like the in Owendan 2, the robot building one where they build the robot to fight the giant cat.
To fight the aliens,
and then just,
yes.
Like, I just love the final one from Owendan 2. That beautiful ass song.
So fucking good.
I haven't seen Owendan 2. I feel deprived.
I love that song so much.
The planet Hadouken in Owendan 1 at the end is pretty good. Song's fucking hard as well, though.
God damn, I love Owendan.
But a game that pisses me off. Is it a game that you might like, but it makes you mad when you play it?
Just a game that stresses you out.
Any game that makes you mad, whether you like it or not.
Mario Party.
I'm trying to think of
the ultimate cliche.
No.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I love Mario Party.
I just
even when I'm getting fucked, I just laugh.
Mario Kart doesn't make me mad though.
That's Mario Kart makes me fucking extremely angry.
Mario Kart makes me really angry.
I hate Mario Kart.
You take it seriously because there's an element of skill involved.
There is
no element of skill involved in Mario Party.
Yeah, like,
the thing is,
in Mario
there's
Kart,
just enough skill to feel like you're kind of in control, but there's just
but
enough luck to be completely fucked over all the time.
Like in Mario Party, you just laugh and watch the world burn. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've stayed away from Mario Party just because I've heard about all the senseless violence committed.
No, that is a
due to Mario
it's
Party
not that bad.
Of people
the best
who
thing
don't
about Mario
have...
Party though is quite clearly Mario Retardi, which is the most entertaining thing on the internet.
Doya punched me while we were playing. No, it was Doya punched me while I was playing Ninja Gaiden for some reason, even though he wasn't playing it.
It's and because then, you wrote fan fiction.
Matt punched Blake while they were playing Mario Party. Or was it? Yeah. Matt tried to fight Blake.
It was the destroyer of friendship. This is true.
Yeah, so they did actually have like a really shit fight, and I tried to stream it from my netbook, as you remember.
Oh my god, I remember that fight. That was awesome.
Didn't someone?
Yeah, we were in my garden at like 6 o'clock in the morning, all drunk as hell. And Matt like started jogging laps around the garden. He like fell in the pond almost. Nice. And so he gets to Blake, and Blake just punches him once in the nipple, and he just crumples. And I stop moaning that his nipple hurt.
I've gotten into fights with each one of my close friends at least once when we were drunk, and I lost every single fight. I have never won.
So were any of them about video games or like...
No, I think like one was.
There you go then. No video game makes you mad.
Insulted. I don't know what game it was. Actually,
did you just say no video game makes Happy Man mad?
No, you know, I insulted Deadly Premonition and my friend got mad and wanted to fight me. So that was opposite.
Actually, Kirby is pretty chill.
Yes!
Kirby games are great. Epic Yarn is fantastic for relaxing because it's you cannot lose.
My favorite Kirby game ever is the one on Wii.
The
Return
Wii
to Dreamland,
it
game.
Didn't do anything new, but the co-op in that game is really great.
Yep, it's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Mini games
it does
are great. Everything. I love the arena mode, everything.
It does everything that like the new Super Mario Brothers series does, but way better than that series. So yes. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Actually, Super Mario Galaxy is pretty chill a lot of the time as well.
Yeah,
3D World is another good one that's recent.
Like the Mario games, they do get infuriatingly difficult towards the end. Like I'm at like the you need something like 10 stars or whatever to beat Mario Galaxy 2 stage, and it's that's the infuriating stage.
Yeah, but think of the chill galaxies in Super Mario Galaxy, like the junk one in the first game.
Oh my god, space junk. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Great music. I'm gonna splice it in right now.
I love it.
What's a game that pisses me off?
I have one game that pisses me off.
Wonderful 101 infuriates me when I play it, but I really like that game. I get
There's
so
an entire
pissed off about
based
it, though.
Around comfy video games, which is pretty much city building.
You cannot city building. I love comfy. A bit of city building. And
Civ
is comfy until you get into like a fight with one of the AIs, at which point, you know,
or you meet Gandhi.
I go from sort of slouching
which is like
in my chair
turns
to like
into the game from
hunching
me.
Over like this, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to wipe you off the face
fuck
of the planet.
Gandhi.
And then, but yeah, once like, all of their cities get destroyed, it goes back to chill mode. So, yeah.
Actually,
like
in
the Settlers or Anno series are really comfy to you.
City building games can be fun unless you have a dick friend who sinks all your islands and kills all your population.
That's not
you
city
sound
building.
Bitter, Mitch. You sound bitter.
Maybe a little.
Oh, no, what? No, what are you talking about?
I'm talking
that
about
wasn't city
open
builder,
TBD.
That was a transport tycoon game.
It's kind of city building. You build
no.
cities. You kind
so,
of
Mitch and I played like Transport Tycoon like half a year ago or something. And at some point he bought an island and he started building on it and I was fucking with his island.
And he's still mad about it to this day.
Because I had a really nice island and then Freaky started investing in the island and the fucking ingrateful bastards built a statue of him. I had a fucking statue and I had been giving them coal and shit for the entire game. And then I can't remember. I tried to
speaking of building statues everywhere, Tropico.
Tropico. Oh my
Tropico.
God.
Build more statues.
Mitch, didn't like Freaky give you a ton of money? You just fucking blew it on a bridge.
I gave him millions every year, and he built bridges to fucking small islands with population of 5
what
people.
I did was,
and
he
made an
like...
island out of the sea, out of nothing, with all my
money. He gave me billions and billions of dollars, and I just like use it to raise a tiny bit of land to make the island a little bigger.
Amazing.
And then he gets mad for some reason and sinks the whole island, ruining everything.
Then Mitch started investing in other cities, and with investing, I mean he paid the cities to break open all all the roads, so all my transport networks are fucked over.
And one time, Freaky's airport had a crash, and he thought he could try and cover it up, but I bought signs that exposed his lies to the population. I wrote, like, don't believe his lies. There was a crash here, 11 dead.
It was, like, 260 or something.
Oh, God.
Stressful games.
I've gotten at a game that I remember recently. Like, I can't get mad at Mega Man. I just can't, regardless of how infuriating it can be. But I got really mad at A Walk in the Dark, which I would describe as it's like Super Meat Boy, but not shit, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
But it's one of those kind of, like, you know, like really punishing platformery games. And I get the thing is you stop playing a game like that and then you get really invested in it. And then at some point the levels just become like pure bullshit. Like you have to have memorized like every specific place to like jump and wall jump, every specific hazard. And it's no fun anymore, but you're almost at the end. So you just feel compelled. Like I have to finish this. Come on. I can't just quit now. Like a couple of levels before the end of the game. And so you force yourself through it.
And while you do that, Edmund McMillan strokes his pube beard.
No, because it's not. I've not played Super Meat Boy. Well, actually, I have played it.
I thought you were talking about Super Meat Boy.
I've played Super Meat Boy, but I didn't finish it because I hate it. It's a shit game. That game infuriates me just because it's bad. But A Walk in the Dark is actually quite good. Because Super Meat Boy is like a textbook example of lazy game design. Where it's just like, oh yeah, let's put a bunch of things that insta-kill the player with no warning and make them have to memorize the level.
They don't insta-kill the player with no warning.
Yes, they do insta-kill the player with no warning. Anyway, yeah, it's put a bunch of things that insta-kill the player with no warning and make them memorize level, rinse, repeat. No development effort at all. It's just shit.
I agree with you there.
The art style is shit and the music is generic and shit and the cutscenes are annoying and obnoxious and I hate it. And that game makes me legit mad.
I think it's pretty good.
If you want to play a good game like that, play A Walk in the Dark.
Stressful games for me.
I had something a minute ago. You can go though, Happy.
Telling us that you don't have something now and that you had something a minute ago, but you forgot what it was.
I still got it. I was going to say
for me, stressful games, every multiplayer shooter. Like, even when I'm doing well, I'm just really like... really like amped up and like pissed off.
Fuck you,
get out of my way.
The worst thing is being on like a winning streak in Counter-Strike or whatever and be like, oh shit, I'm on a winning streak, I gotta keep this up.
I've never relaxed.
You have to feel great.
When I'm doing well, I never lean back and go, yeah, I'm kicking ass. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Looking behind my back all the time.
It's just more responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why I never play those games. It always puts me on edge.
But that's the point.
I don't like being on edge, Freaky. Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, the law system in that is fucking bullshit and is absolutely infuriating.
Why is it infuriating?
Basically, what happens is in every battle, there are arbitrary laws for stuff that you blatantly can't do.
There's a judge that comes and goes. In this battle, you cannot do this thing. Like, use fire spells or use bow weapons or whatever.
There's no reason for it. It's entirely random. And if you do any of the things you're not supposed to do, like cast magic or use certain kinds of weapons...
goes to jail.
You get penalized or your character goes to jail. And sometimes it's the worst because some of the penalties are stuff like taking items away. And I've had rare items taken away from me.
And sometimes, in rare occasions, they can actually make the mission unwinnable without breaking the law.
What fucking asshole game designer thinks of that?
Someone who attempts to put replayability into their game but doesn't quite think it all the way through.
Well, at least like a bit later in the game, you get the ability to control the laws, sort of. But it's still bullshit.
Well, you know what? At least it's not like wizardry or whatever. Because, you know, I haven't played Wizardry, but I was researching it for a video. And hold up, let me see if I can find the picture. I've got a screenshot here of Wizardry. And apparently there's 5 enemies that drain your level permanently every attack.
Damn.
And summon more of themselves. 3 enemies that instantly kill party members. more enemies that drain your party permanently, and three stupidly powerful enemies that surprise ambush you and do all their moves before you can do anything. It makes me not want to play Wizardry, even though I'm really interested in like ancient ass RPGs. But yeah, just the idea that a character in an RPG can permanently drain my level would just freak me out so much. Oh my god.
It might be defenses against it, you know.
What would be a good ancient ass RPG for Catsman to play?
I played Mother. Mother's Ultima. Great.
Yeah, a lot of good MSX games and stuff.
Ultima, man. If you want to go back in time.
Ultima was a really groundbreaking series, you know. Ultima had polygonal polygonal and textured and height, like, you know, varying height 3D graphics back before id Software even had Wolfenstein. It's pretty amazing.
What, you made a Calibet?
What?
What do you mean? Which Ultima game is this?
I think it was Ultima Underground, or it was Ultima, and it was on DOS, and it was in 1990. Yeah. And they did all of the things that Doom did like 2 years earlier, and no one fucking remembers it compared to Doom. It's amazing.
Yeah, those games were like the blueprints for System Shock and later BioShock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, I just remembered, you know, Natsume, their games are pretty chill, like Legend of the River King or whatever, and Harvest Moon.
I don't know it.
I'm sure lots of people say Animal Crossing or something like that.
Oh yeah, Animal Crossing too.
Yeah,
I would have picked Pokemon Snap.
Oh, Pokemon Snap's a good one.
And then
if you're MD, definitely.
And then any game I'm bad at for games that make me stressed out.
Like what?
Like all of them?
All of them. I knew someone was going to say it.
He gets the prize. Here's your prize. There you go.
Thanks,
what is the prize?
It's...
Speaking of Legend of the River King, I just have recently been discovering all of the... unreleased SNES game or SNES games that only came out in Japan, and it's fucking incredible.
There's some pretty good stuff
there
over there.
So many games.
Sure, in the Wanderer, that game is fucking hard, man.
There's a load of stuff that's been fan translated now, though. There's loads of SNES fan
translations.
Almost
all of it now has been.
Some of them are really good.
Fan translated. There's, let's see, let me think. Final Fantasy V, that's kind of been localized officially. Live a Live. Metal something or other.
Shirin the Wanderer.
Yumihara Kawase.
Yeah.
Yumihara Kawase is great.
Magical Poppin.
I'm consistently impressed at the high quality of fan translations as well. Like, knowing how difficult it is to, like, modify old console games, and especially stuff like the text parser. Like, I read, you know, Tomato, the guy who translated Mother 3.
Yeah, he ran into all kinds of bugs.
Yeah, and he was like mostly, he was mostly just a translator guy. And then he had a guy who worked with him who did a lot of the technical, like, hacking side of stuff. And he just goes on and on about how, like, simple things like, line breaks or like word wrap weren't implemented at all, and like, you know, between them they had to basically completely rewrite all of like the text systems for that game, and there were like three different subroutines that all did the text, and they all did it in different parts, and some bits of text were stored in like bits of memory, and when you change them it would just break the game for no reason at all. And you know, it just like, I was amazed, to be honest.
Yeah, it is just unbelievable how good that French translation is, given all the problems they had. It's like,
I think
just fucking crazy.
One of the only ones I've seen that I really haven't liked, other than, you know, some of the joke ones, are the one for Final Fantasy V. It was like the first big fan translation ever on the SNES. And it's just really dry and flat. Although, from what I hear, the original dialogue is a lot like that, too.
I don't know. I mean, stuff like the Cave Story fan translation is, in my opinion, better than the official translation. Because the official one, and I don't get it, but to me it sounds like really like awkward and like things don't, people don't talk like they do in English sentences. And there was all this stuff from like the translators about how they're like going to remain like ultra, you know, faithful to the original game's dialogue down to the last detail. And every time I see a translation of a game like that, it ends up reading like shit.
It's not how you do it.
Yeah, because Japanese and English don't share anything in common in terms of like sentence structure and anything like that.
Yeah, completely different grammar. Have developed in complete isolation from each other. You can't translate them easily without taking a few liberties. Can't translate it well without taking some liberties.
You can translate it, but if you translate the sentences to mean the exact same thing, it sounds really dumb.
Yeah, that's
really unrealistic.
It's basically what the original FF5 fan translation does. I actually found a really good translation of FF6
when they keep honorifics like son and like senpai,
oh my
whatever,
god,
that is just fucking inexcusable to me. I hate that so much.
It pisses me off.
When you translate it to English, make it fucking English. Don't make it like a half and half of stupid shit.
Yeah.
Translator's note, X means Y.
Yeah, god damn it.
I found a really great Final Fantasy VI kind of translation slash hack that first it restores, it changes all of the names of the spells and everything and the items to the official names, and it uses the original Ted Woolsey script as a base, but it
love that man
has some enhancements from the other translations, like namely the GBA one. The GBA one is actually pretty decent. Some stuff in it is really flat, though.
Well, look at that. We actually managed to have a semi like coherent discussion without hating on anything or shouting.
Even though we started talking about translations instead of the point at the end.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The point is most games make me mad because, you know, I'm supposed to... I'm a guy on the internet. I have to get mad about things, don't I? Don't I?
I'll wake up, I'll be fine, and then I'm going to my room and I see one of my game consoles and I just want to break something.
We've got nothing more to say.
No.
Can we stop?
What was the club game again?
It was Oregon Trail?
Yeah, Oregon Trail.
I thought it was a Mega Man game.
No, we decided we're doing Oregon Trail in the end.
Love that
we
game.
Do Mega Man later, it's fine.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. The only way to podcast us is to leave us a voicemail at 218-46... Fuck, wait, what? No, we don't have a phone number. What am I saying? Connect me, bro, at lunchtime.org.uk. And you can go to live streaming video at gentlemen.com. And you can go to Honest Living Journalism at
it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
It's called a road. It's called a rainbow road. It is a road that you go. It's called a road. It's called a rainbow road. And you will know when you get there. It's called a road. It's called a rainbow road. It is a road that you go. It's a road that you go when you die.
I've been working on my next masterpiece the whole way through this podcast.
The sequel to 5 good horror games with bad graphics?
No, my indie game masterpiece.
Oh.
Flappy Bird Go?
No, it's a game. Basically, Dodds, this one time, he handed me a sheet of paper and he was like, let's make a game. And I was like, okay, what's on the sheet of paper? And I open up and it's like a stick figure drawing of like a lawyer. And he's like, I want to make this game called Lawyer Guy, the Defender of Justice. I'm like, okay, Matt, let's make Lawyer Guy, the Defender of Justice. So originally he wanted to make an open world, two-dimensional lawyer simulator. I told him that was a bad idea. And I told him it should be a game about a lawyer who shoots things with his gun. So that's what it is now.
It's a road called Rainbow Road. It's a road we're all gonna go. It's a road called Rainbow Road. It's got Princess Peach, Mario, and the Toad. It's a road called Rainbow Road. It's a road we're all gonna go. We'll go. It's Rainbow Road. It's where you go when you die. It's Rainbow Road. I'll miss you again, Uncle. It's Rainbow Road. It's where you go. It's called the Rainbow Road. It is a road that you go.